KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Gordo's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with the Musers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
3:53 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. We have a rapidly breaking development down here in Houston. And fortunately, we also have a little bit of lead time, so that all of you can alert anybody you know who might be interested in this. And those who might be interested in this, certainly the Frau would fall under this heading. And if
we're
going to
do something for the Frau?
Yes, we are. We're going to do something for the Frau. And if you know anybody who listens to 107.5 or 0.1 or whatever it is, the Oasis, then you need to alert them too, because in just a few minutes, really, I guess in the next segment, right?
Yeah.
Yes, in the next segment.
11 after. We got to be on time.
Yes. In the next segment, we will be joined by none other than Yanni.
Okay, everybody thinks we're joking.
No, we're not joking.
This is no kidding.
We're not joking.
We're going to have Yanni on.
Yes, Yanni has been down here really all week. They had this thing called the Super Bowl 38, a Houston salute.
That's where they saluted all the Houston area athletes.
Right.
Past and present. And I'd have liked to have gone. I bet that was awesome. I mean, Roger Clemens was there and Earl Campbell, Bum Phillips.
Right.
All kinds of great. Jim Nance put it on, and Yanni played there, and I heard he was awesome.
Yes, Yanni played there the other night. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to do anything else with the Super Bowl or if he's got any other gigs coming up around here, but he was part of that, and he is hanging around Radio Row here today, and we will have Yanni on with us here in just a bit.
Everybody's still thinking it's a joke, but it's not. I'm telling you. We got this guy on.
Could he sell out Clearview?
Could he sell out? Oh, yeah.
He could sell out at the AAC.
Yeah, he could.
Make no mistake about that, Dan.
Really?
Yeah. The guy sold over 100 million albums.
This guy is big. In the circle he works, he is big.
What's his last name?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that he has one.
Estacado?
Well, you know what you need to do, Ron? You need to handle this interview, because I don't know what the hell to ask this guy.
Well, I don't know what the hell to ask him either.
Well, then why are we having him on?
Make Snake do it.
How's Arkansas looking this year?
Grooves, you know anything about Yanni?
Yeah. Call your mom. Call your mom, Grooves, see if she knows anything about Yanni.
See what she knows.
Do you want me to fax you a bio?
No, we've got a little something on what he's been doing down here. But, yeah, if you
guys... just talk sports with him, maybe.
If you've got something else on him, then yeah.
Okay.
Sports with it.
Then, yeah.
What was that? Was that the Yanni Hammer?
I just think that...
Yeah.
So did he cancel?
No.
We just gave him a big introduction.
No, he's coming on.
He is?
Yeah. You can pop on Yanni.com if we want to download some music. That's what he said. They don't have any music, so if we want some to play while he's on.
Can you download some, Danny?
Can Rob?
Rob's doing it.
Awesome.
Yeah, Rob's doing it.
Yeah. All right. You just tell the story of what's going on here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So, is our decision now whether or not to fly in the face of the NFL?
That's basically what it comes down to.
Set what up? I thought he already set it up.
Well, no. We've been talking about Yanni.
Oh.
We've been promoting Yanni.
Sorry, I've been trying to get Aikman.
Is he going to come over?
No, he can't do it.
Oh, bummer.
So, tell the story.
Well, I don't know the story.
Well, essentially...
It has to do with Nasty Nestor. I know that. There have been some other developments in his scene today.
Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know the genesis of this. All I know is this morning, Gordon was doing wireless stuff, and the NFL came over in the middle of it and said no more. And I'm not sure if Nasty's the one who put him up to it. I'm sure he is. But they came down and said, that's it.
Said we can't do any more wireless
stuff. No more.
Stuff.
No moss. And... I guess they
does
say
that mean the Dunham and Miller show or the whole ticket? Did they specify?
Well, I'm assuming
the Musers.
The ticket in general.
Has anybody told you specifically not to go wireless?
No one's told me, no.
And who is this NFL?
I don't know. They said, they told the morning show that the some people around here are getting agitated.
Who? Who is getting agitated?
Well, I'm sure it's nasty, and that's it.
Okay,
he wouldn't
who
complain.
Else?
And you know what happened was, George and Craig complained to the NFL because Nasty was cussing
right.
on their airwaves. They probably came to him and said, hey, we hear you're cussing.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, here's the deal.
I bet it was.
They're shoving mics in people's faces.
I knew that was a bad decision.
Why did they do that?
I knew that was a bad decision yesterday. Being a tattletale never helps you out. Never.
What is the matter with those boys?
I don't know. So now...
What are we going to do about this?
But then he threatened Groobs.
Yeah, Groobs walked
he
over there
Groobs.
And was just kind of hanging out while Nasty was talking to... I'm not going to get into the whole story, but he was hanging out there while Michael Irvin was on with Nasty. And he said, he looked over after the interview and basically said, if you're taping this right now, I'm going to effing kill you.
That could be perceived as a threat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know... You know, young Groobs' father,
yeah.
he's kind of an attorney.
He might have picked the wrong person.
Right.
Might have.
Mic off.
So, you know, whatever. What, I don't care if we go wireless or not. I mean, I think we should. What are they,
I do.
What are they going to do?
Well, what they will do is kick us out of here. And they can do that. And then next year when we apply for credentials to go to the Super Bowl, they can say no. You guys can't be here. That's what they can do.
I think
now, will they do that? Don't know, but they can.
I think another threat that was made either to Groobs or to someone on the morning show was that if we put a mic in his face or if we tape him secretly or whatever, he will make sure that we never broadcast from the Super Bowl again. Nasty said that to Groobs.
Why is he messing with Groobs?
And he said that the NFL has his back.
Okay. He's on a radio station in Baltimore that is powered by a big lighter. The NFL does not have his back. They could care less about him.
Well?
We cannot let this little twerp back us down.
Well, then, all right. Enough said. We'll go wireless here in a half hour or so.
This is the ticket. This is the mighty ticket. And twerps in Baltimore.
I thought it was the little ticket.
It changed.
It just changed. We may be little, but we don't get backed down by a twerp like that.
And he's such a tremendous douchebag. He's wearing a jersey, like a NFL jersey.
It's like Reiner. It's an old Houston Oilers jersey, like Reiner would wear. But Reiner doesn't have any throwback jerseys with Reiner on the back.
Yeah. He has his last name
his
on it.
His name on a jersey, on a throwback Oilers jersey.
Well, last year, he was walking around with that Baltimore Ravens jersey that Nasty on it,
right,
on the back of it. A legitimate jersey with Nasty on it.
Right.
And he's got a Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl championship ring, too.
Wow. Which he bought, no doubt.
That he said the players wanted him to have.
The players up there hate him.
Wanted him to have.
They hate him. The Orioles hate him. The Ravens hate him.
I know the Orioles hate him.
Anybody having anything to do with Baltimore sports hates Nasty.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Rafi when we get home and poison him to Rafi. And say, whatever you do, Rafi, don't have anything to do with this little twerp.
See, I think it'd be funny, though, if he Rafi's people called up there and said, hey, we want to come on. Oh, then he'd be on in a heartbeat, and then Rafi go on and just be like, you know what, you little peckerhead.
Yeah, but we can't get Rafi to fight our fight.
No, I know. We can do it ourselves. I'll just tell Rafi about it, though. I said, hey, if this Nasty guy ever wants you to come on, don't go on.
Yeah.
He probably won't.
He'll have our back.
He probably won't. And he'll tell him why.
All right, well, to get back to what we were talking about a little while ago, it is very, very important. If you are by the channel right now, and you know, you are acquainted with the Frau, or the listener to 107.5 The Oasis, it is very, very important for you to notify them right here, right now, that Yanni is about to be on our airwaves.
Is he the richest person in this building right now?
I can't imagine anybody being any richer. Maybe Troy Aikman.
statement ain't richer than Yanni.
I'm just saying that. You think? You think he's the richest guy in here?
Yeah, I do. Unless there's some owner in here.
Yeah, he might be. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we are scheduled to be joined. Is this the right time to take a break?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we are scheduled to be joined by Yanni next here on The Ticket.